Grammy winner Lizzo releases sad message, "The world doesn't want me in it, I quit." By Paul Bois on March 29, 2024. Fans of the Grammy-winning pop star Lizzo have been reaching out in support after she posted a sad message on Instagram in which she said, "I quit." The Instagram post on Good Friday late afternoon had fans fearing for the singer's well-being after she said the world doesn't want me in it while lamenting the criticism she has received. "I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet," she said. "All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it," she continued. "I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views. Being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit," she concluded. "I quit." Lizzo posted the message 2 hours ago as of this reporting and gave no follow-up caption. The post comes one day after she received backlash after appearing at a Joe Biden fundraiser in Manhattan. As Breitbart News reported, people were outraged that the president featured her despite past allegations of misconduct. News Nation reports an attorney for her former backup dancers, Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez, turned on the Democratic National Committee, DNC, for hiring the good-as-hell singer to headline the night at Radio City Music Hall. "It's shameful that Lizzo would be chosen to headline an event like this amid such egregious allegations," Ron Zambrano told the outlet. "Without getting into the politics, I can't imagine why anyone would want Lizzo representing them in any way given her reprehensible behavior. It's just a terrible look." The Three Presidents event saw Stephen Colbert moderate a discussion between Bill Clinton, Barack Obama and current President Joe Biden against a backdrop of pro-Palestinian protesters outside yelling insults, as Breitbart News reported. Fans reached out to the singer in support. "We need you, Lizzo. It may seem hard and really painful, but put your pain into your music. Make an FU track to the work. Put your pain, heart, and soul into it. Shut off your comments, stay offline, open your writing book and journal. And put your pain into your songs and remind this world of the talent and the queen," one user wrote. "Just take a break off this here internet. Some of these comment not real people," another said.